The title of my poster is Analysis of Unsteady Strong Shockwaves with Applications to Hydrodynamic Instability Growth. I'm Michael Wattis, and I'm a graduate student at the University of Michigan. Thank you for your interest in my work, and please feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Unsteady strong shockwaves emerge in a variety of engineering and scientific contexts, including stockpile stewardship applications and laser compression experiments. The key feature uniting and complicating such waves is a shock that changes strength and time. Consider, for example, a steepening compression wave, as shown on the right of Figure 1. The diagram showing the coalescence of flow characteristics, in dark blue, to form a shock can be found in almost any textbook on gas dynamics. The classical shock theory represented in this picture is incomplete, however. In reality, as a compression wave steepens into a shock wave, a contact wave and a reflected rarefaction, shown in gray, also emerge. The dynamics involving perturbed interfaces accelerated by compression waves is critical for recent inertial confinement fusion schemes, as shown in Figure 2. Such waves can cause a complex combination of Raleigh-Taylor and Richtmeyer-Meshkov perturbation growth. Our technique for analyzing such compression waves is based on three fundamental principles. First, the backbone of the technique is the method of characteristics, which can be used to solve isentropic wave interactions. Next, we apply a boundary condition at entropy discontinuities based on the exact solution to the Riemann problem. Finally, we apply a PIC2 rule wherever there is an interaction between a contact surface and a characteristic. The method correctly captures the complex wave steepening process for compression waves initialized with both a linear and sinusoidal velocity profile. The contact region that emerges is accurately captured by the method, as shown compared to the results from a high-order accurate numerical simulation. We can further verify the performance of our technique by comparing the strengths of the three waves that ultimately emerge with their exact strengths calculated by solving the Riemann problem corresponding to the states initially upstream and downstream of the compression wave and with the prediction from classical shock theory as shown in Figure 5. We can now use our technique to predict the instability growth of a perturbed interface subject to the passage of a compression wave. Along the first path in the wave diagram on the left of Figure 6, an interface is accelerated by the compression wave prior to any shock steepening, which will lead to Raleigh-Taylor-like growth. Along the second path, the interface passes through the shock wave formed after the complete coalescence of the characteristics, resulting in Richtmeyer-Meshkov-like instability growth. The growth of these perturbations can be predicted with buoyancy drag models that utilize the acceleration history experienced by the interface. The growth predicted by these models agrees well with the results of two-dimensional simulations, as shown in Figure 7, which shows enhanced growth for the interface passing through the wave along path 1 prior to any shock steepening. A complex combination of Raleigh-Taylor and Richtmeyer-Meshkov growth can be expected, and not predicted, for interfaces passing through compression waves with an intermediate degree of shock strengthening. In summary, we developed a semi-analytical method for solving problems involving unsteady strong shock waves that can be used with existing models to predict complex hydrodynamic instability growth. The authors are grateful for the support of the sponsors shown.